let's start to kind of organize all of this here. We've developed a lot of mikoros, shtaros. Let's try to organize what we have, and we'll see one or two more. And then we'll hopefully begin to move towards the resolution. But so far we know, we have the Gemara Gittin. Stop feeling it out. We should not forget that. Okay, ahead of myself. Gittin, stop feeling it out. Where we are right now? What is the Gemara say about Star? Gittin, well, what is the Gemara say? We're all learning Gittin. We're all learning the first part of Gittin. And now you're learning about Gittin, learning about Star. What's it going to say, everyone say? Back row. Back half of the room. What's it going to say? Give it up, give it off. What's it going to say about Star? What about the right there? What's it going to say? It's half this year. Since you're on the edge, getting your attention, yeah? Young Yuki or Star, right. We assume it's not with me. That's number one. What are you going to say about the Basra? The Kuf Samach Aleph. Other days. What are you going to say about the
Basra? The Kuf Samach Aleph other days? It's basically that we don't eat a couple of times for a person. In a very unlikely case, we don't believe that started. Star signed by the sun is on the same that we don't believe in, but it implies that it's a star signed by somebody's name for a different pen name or a simon.
Good.
Even in that case, we'll believe it. It happens to me and Kate. Particularly the pen name where we don't know it's his.
Very good. Very good. What was Sheva de Rago Lato Ka?
That was what I was told to vote.
Sheva de Rago Lato Ka. Maybe this guy, this is his pen name. Maybe this is his logo. Maybe. We'll assume that this is that written material here is in fact his signature. What else do we have about let's shift the truck now to left wing. Left half of the room. We're going to say about Basra Kuf Ayin Aleph Amun Aleph.
I'm the lecture lady checking
room. Yeah, what do you say? Left side of the room?
No.
With a hand? Not a hand.
Huh?
Yes. Laser. Mm-hmm. What's your name? What's your name? Okay, good. So I find the star, as Rashbam explained, there's a star that was signed, it's dated September 29th, 1927. Okay. No. 27th is the 29th. Ah, you're right. October 1st. October 1st, 1927. Okay, sounds good. It's old, but it sounds good. And then you check the dates, you check the calendar, you look out of your palm, or your video, whatever on the device you have in your pocket. And lo and behold, October 1st, 1927 was Shabbat Kodesh. Oh, I know. The next person, young person, kid, not me. Here you go, find out. Yeah, well, we'll just check the program for a second. I can't figure it out. Okay, 2 points. But we assume that they didn't sign on Shabbos. They're signing on Shabbos. Imagine the date is off. So right, so the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Yehuda says this is a kosher star because it was post-dated. It's a star melucha. What does star melucha mean? It means that the date is later than when it actually occurred. It must be they really sold the property September 15th. Or September 30th, the fact that they wrote October 1st, it's not really it's October 1st on Shabbos. It didn't happen on Shabbos. It happened some other. Beautiful, great. Fabulous. But that means we can also assume that it really happened on October 2nd or October 27th. So why do you assume it's a Shabbos? I know the data's wrong. So how do I know that the data's wrong in the way that I want it to be? Maybe the data's wrong in the way I don't want it to be. We assume a valid month. Okay. That's one set of dinim. Let's take a look at some more dinim. What else do we know? Who would you trust? On the day. What are you going to say about stock? Who would you trust on the day? Fresh hands, fresh voice, take a look back. You both go to what they could just have to make. Fresh voices. Front half of the room. Fresh voices, front half of the room. Down.
Enter the
Go, right?
That's
what Gemara said at first, right? And the Gemara said, Rabbi said, no! Even if you want to back out of the shtar, without saying that you're a rush, not that you're saying, yeah, I signed that shtar, but I only signed it because they gave me a suitcase full of 20. No. You say, for sure it's not polluting, not being polluting, because you're, ain't not the amazing amount of rush, but correct. And the Gemara goes a step further. Rabbi said, you don't claim any suitcase of money. You allege a gun held to your head. Well, there's a steel circle at your temple. You do what you're told to do, and that's right. That's not a rush, that's a tonic. You saved your life. That's a correct application of power value. And yet, even if that's what you claim happened, don't believe the star, I was under duress, I was never going to shoot me, it was a mob. But still, what? Still? Kim and Shagas, yeah? Right, what's the give Aiden? Kim and Shagas, Shuman, and Hunter Mud. That given Shehigin the star, we know a rule we saw the Rambam quote from for many Gemara, given Shehigin. What they're going to do with the Tesket, that given Shehigin the star, Shulvein of Al Gemara. Right? Okay. What else do we know? Abdal. What does Abdal tell us? What does Tosfos tell us on Abdal?
But before you have a Yiddish Hasima, where we assume that the theorem is done
correctly. Good. Mustama, the Hefsher, Nasa. We assume the Shtar is made on the future. I said, the star implies something beyond what it could possibly tell me. I have a star that's signed by witnesses at 12 noon, and when I have this, when the star says the basin, that could also tell us that she's Midrash. I know she's Midrash. All the Adim saw at that point in time that the husband had authorized the writing of a star. He had authorized the drafting of a gift. You don't know if it was ever a gift, by definition, you don't give it until it's signed. So by definition, the sign took place before it's given. Okay. So let's try to categorize, and then we'll take a look one or two more of a code. What are these now? Why are these being broken down? These are all examples of You assume the star is kosher. We assume it's valid. We assume that the signatures on the star are actually the actual agent. Even if it looks in the Vasa Kutsarach, and the basic thing, our Gemara, is we assume it's signed by Reuben and Shimon, and we assume Reuben and Shimon actually signed it. And then the Vasa Kutsarach goes a step further. It seems to have been signed by Reuben, but he signed with Yaakov's name, so we'll assume somehow, normally we assume that that's actually Reuben's way of signing. And we'll also assume a valid mod. It could be Shtar Mukta Mukha. We assume validity of the Shtar. We assume validity of the Shtar. That's number one. Number two is, now do we assume it's valid, just basic, that's not hustle. That's step one. Step two is we even give it additional power. Another way of putting what we've been calling honorary promotion. Honorary advancement. You're only in first grade, but pretend you're in 10th grade. Usually not good for first grade to be in 10th grade. It would probably be a very socially and academically challenging experience. But that's what we're doing for the star. Because what do we say? What do I mean this is honorary promotion? Because we're taking a star, which is assigned privately in an office, no basin there. It's already a chiddush that we even consider to be a star at all, that ain't it at all. But they never said anything, all they did is sign a name on a piece of paper. There's enough of the chiddush we consider to be any Aedus, not is it Aedus, to you they're a maiden basin. To you they already had Yushim and Hakira. And so they're much further than. When a physical witness comes to basin, so he's staying outside the court and says something to a couple of friends, Aedus outside the court. And then he comes in the court. And then he says it to the basin. And then they're going to cross the examiner. Then they say, okay, we accept the testimony. So here, you skip all those steps. Skip a grade. And you go honorary promotion. Or automatically, you mean you set your agents in our basin, and you move your own basin. So that's going extra steps. And then finally, here you have the fact that the star additional data, additional information. The star really, the agent really could only be saying that the Baal told us to write again, and yet, when the Shagin looks at the star even tells them that the get was given. So none of the assumptions that it's valid against some odds. How do you know it's the real signatures? How do you know it's the right day? How do you know so many things? No, we assume it's kosher. And then we even give it much more power. We give it much more advanced Ki'ilu the Redi Ubezim. And we also go Ki'ilu what? Ki'ilu is telling more than it actually does. So let's just throw in one final Mara Makam. And then we're ready to take it out of the business. Take a look at Tuba Safa. This is the one Mara Makam we did not look at yesterday. This is a Gemara, this is about that this Tosfos, you've seen Tosfos before. Have we seen Tosfos before?
Yes.
This Tosfos is a true iceberg. I think I might have missed it the first time I saw the Tosfos. But this bottom Tosfos of Chaf Aleph, because we began the year looking at Tosfos, Chaf Aleph Beis might sound a little familiar. We began, we saw Daf and Messiah, that's this Tosfos. You have a couple lines here, you think it's over, and then you go through those two dots. And you turn the page, and it goes all most the way down the element. The couple of days, and two couple of days, in the middle of the Tosfos part gets to this business of no, Star is not a team of Big Zavon, because Star is Dots in the Chayiv. Chayiv after the Dots are Chayiv. So that's now we're back in the beginning of the Tosfos. There are a lot of things, God, one Tosfos, a lot of different things going on. So back in the beginning, the Gemara said, well, let's take a look at the Gemara. Tell me about Banan. Tose Radam, here's 8 lines up the bottom of Chafam Ra'alev. Tose Radam, I do so on a star. Who made a leha a few lach and kamashan. A fellow can write his Eidus down in a star, and be made, based on that, many years later. Okay. Okay, very nice. You have a diary. I have a business. I'm constantly invoicing people and getting payments. I remember every single thing. Well, there are people who do their business totally about that. My great grandmother ran a fish store and she didn't know how to write. So So somehow she averaged, like, supposedly she was able to, like, do math. She did all her arithmetic in her head, you know, right? I'm not sure how she was arithmetic. But she definitely didn't have, she had mathematical intuition. So she definitely didn't keep records.
She's
She had, I guess that was a big deal. Even as a day, most people, some people do everything in their head, they just remember everything. Some people remember anyone who's ever insulted them in their head. Some people remember everyone who's ever been nice to them in their head. Much better. My father often says, heard him say several times, that you have to recognize that the Sifrei Musar, Muslims have been talking about, that we don't always appreciate all the things that Kaddish Baruch gives us as gifts. If the Kaddish Baruch gives us, often people in their head say they forget something. Understand it yourself. But it's important to realize that the ability to forget is used properly is a great mantra from Kaddish Baruch. You have to figure out what you want to forget. Some people, the one thing they remember from 10 years ago is who insulted them, and who bothered them, and who, that's the poor use of the talk. Much better would be, it's a great mantra for, don't remember every information, okay? This is not your question. I'll ask any just get back. I remember every single business decision I ever made. I remember every single thing. I get called in as a witness from time to time. Now, I'm going to remember everything you ever witnessed? No. I have a diary, and I write it down and help you to remember. Okay, that's the bright thing. Then you have my focus on the Ram and the Gemara. I'm a Rav Huna. Rav Huna should go for me asmo. Rav Huna said only if you still remember it on your own. If you remember on your own, the way you need to start for it all. The Rashi explains, look, Zohar me asmo, below me as Hashtar, Nizgar v'sat me edus me'ino. I may not remember all the details, but I remember that something happened. I remember I was that Reuven and Shimon, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, I was told to the witness, it was 2 years ago, I remember the exact date. I remember it was it $1,500, I don't remember all the details, but I remember the basic event. Okay. And then that's Rav Huna's case. Now, you can only be made based on a star if you already remember a good part of it on your own. And then Yoko says no. Avapisha ain't Zofra, they ask no. No. You know, you don't remember on your own, without the shtar, you wouldn't remember anything, you could still be made. Those Rashi and those say, this is a perfect example, take a look at Rashi, or where Rashi said the same as Tosfos, just in very fewer words, and something maybe so less directly, that it doesn't mean, what do you mean? I don't remember at all, but since Tosfos, it has to be, Perish, Avapisha shtar, Zofra. You mean you don't remember at all until you see the shtar. But you can only be made if once you saw the shtar, then you say, oh yeah, I remember that. But if you not remember anything at all, then so, if ain't Zofar Cloud, well, if your mom does not remember anything, I pull out my diary. A guy says to me, I go down that part. I say, don't remember 7 years ago you were a witness to the one that guy smashed the windows of my car? And now I'm falling down to the legal system? Now finally, I'm going to court. So now he's going to be mad about the smashing of my window. But he says, oh, I remember. I said, well, take your diary from 2001. He pulled out a diary. He says, oh, yeah, he wrote down that he saw it. But he had no recollection. But yeah, it says in his diary. Because that's because no one holds you to that. The question is, when you didn't remember beforehand, once you look in the diary, then you remember. Okay. So if you remember, don't remember anything. Even after you look in your diary, you look in the diary, you still remember nothing. You can't say, you can't walk in the basement and say, oh yeah, someone broke down the window. You don't remember it. You're seeing the star, but at 8 p.m., the load is big stuff. That's what those are begin. So then, go to the dog, to say, well, in Toma, the soldiers, they're simple enough to bother. Am I not trusting much of other discoverer who actually say, why can't you? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? A diary means God wants to see the diary of stuff. It's a real star. It's not my witness. A real star is not my witness. What's wrong? I remember anything. I saw the star. Why can't I remember the name? Based on the star. I do something that I'm going to think about stupid stuff up now. I must have gone to the stuff last today. What's wrong with being made into the stupid stuff? As an answer against Pasha, we should never have star over Mama Lamaitis. If I had a star, and then it got erased, it got ruined, there was a flood,
flood my basement, and the whole, my father's not a world from the following happened, everything is ruined. No more stars. But I had an agent who had seen my star. So the Gemara says in the last night of the Baba Basra, you not know the agent. Well, they don't know Kilo. You come to Basin with your witnesses, and you'll say, witnesses testify, we remember seeing the star in the office. And the Basin will make a new star based on that. Oh, it's not Kilo. They'll make it sort of substitute star. Based on what? The agent say, we saw a star. You see what? Like, look at a star, and then come and make. So why are you saying you should say you have to be Joker on your own? There's another Gemara about the Kama. And that's right about the Kama. So it's your own to show that Eero, how can you be the husband of Shammai? You know, that's a very fascinating Gemara. A guy, I don't think it's necessary to hear, the case of Garmi, we discussed a little bit, the case of Garmi. I'm doing somewhat indirect damage. Now, how is it somewhat indirect? If I go to your safe, I open your safe, and you have stacks of half novels there, and I set fire to them, so that's not as much as you have. I ruined your house. Right? I set fire to your house. So I'm not going to do that. That's not my plan. I'm not going to do that. If I do that, someone owes you $10,000. How are you going to get back with your stock? So I don't touch the money. I just go to the star, and I'm going to put it up for a piece of paper. I go to the star and I burn it. What I do, I ruin a piece of paper worth $5. How much is the paper worth, right? A couple of pennies. The most expensive paper, how much is it worth? Not so much, a couple of dollars. So, you only a couple of dollars. You imagine you just, I had a star. That was worth $10,000. Look, it was worth $10,000. He had $10,000. But by burning that star, you're no longer able to get repayment. So unless he's a very honest fellow, he may say, don't fly kite. So now you're a little bit stuck. So I would not give you $10,000, not 100%, not directly, but a little bit interesting. I was so sorry for your stuff. Okay, so the word is that ought to be a classic example of Garmi, of somewhat indirect method. Says the Gemara, the result in the case, the one says, not always true. Sometimes you really didn't do anything. Because sometimes you can reconstruct the star. The whole thing is words for a Chris, nothing left. But if anything had seen that star, let's just make a new one. Says the Gemara, hey, King Garmi, before enough of our thing, it's for the one about Kama. The Yadi might have a custom date. There are agents that know what was written in the star, my custom date Mishara, and then the Star Akrida. Write another star. If I both the Gemara the last cycle of Babaka and I go to the second last cycle of Babaka, you see that what? Then you can have, I can testify to what was written in the star. That's great. So why is the Gemara already saying here that I can't come to the agent and say, I know what happened? But it's on the star to actually remember the little bit. If it draws his memory, he remembers it. If he comes to me and says, I remember, he remembers nothing, that's not good. When you come to me and say, I saw the star, that's smart. You have to be honest. You can't say, I remember seeing the loan. You don't even see the loan. But you can say, I saw the star, there was a loan. There are two witnesses who saw the star, that was work. That is something good. What's the big finish there?
What?
If I may even second to last one.
That's not a violation of Tim Lopi Why?
What's wrong? Why isn't that a problem? What should that be a problem of? ABPA. He's saying you saw the witnesses. I heard witnesses tell me that they saw heaven. I saw the star, the witnesses wrote. But there was a header, but there was a halva, right? He says, no! Even after the summer of star, not the condition that plays this in the basis. So how you see, you may even, and here's the key word, but you know, agents should not throw up the basis. No. When you come and say, I saw something in the star, that's not hearsay, that's not ABPA, that's not saying, oh, Zebra and Cooper told me for this hat. No, that's ABPA. The hearer says all the same, I was in court when Zebra Cooper's testimony was accepted.
That's valid. Some Seabrook Cooper Towing Company out of court, that's not valid at all. That. And now I'm saying in amazement at the ADPA. If I say they're already in the Kubo of Aizen, they're already in the Gobbles of Aizen, then that's really something that I can, that's portable, that I can take and bring to the division. So, once again, what do you see? That in two senses, we look at this Aizen as being much more advanced. It's much more advanced. It's already considered to be like a Haggadah of the Beis Din, therefore in a closure magic. And it's considered to be a Haggadah of the Beis Din that someone else can repeat it. There's no problem of ABPA. Because for these two areas, we both say it's cute to raise the Beis Din. Okay, now we have the problems. We have all the problems on the board. Everything, all the problems are laid out. That question is, okay, so we haven't solved anything yet. We just showed that there are three different ways in which Starov can do magical things. The question is, that's very nice, but why? So let's try to think like this. We'll see if we show them after. Let's try to think like this. So let's begin over here. But after all, this is where it all started. We learned the Gemara in Daf Yomah. Right, about believing the Shtar. And he said, no, it really comes from Reish Lakish. It really comes from, this is the more natural habitat, so to speak, for Reish Lakish. The Kirish Shnege Shuvin of Chodzer Magid. Well, let's start with that. The fact that we see the Nasa Kamisha Nechve Dutzen Bezen Ami. It says if the Shtar, the Eitz of the Shtar is more advanced than it really ought to be. We treat it as though it was the Eitz of the Bezen. So why is it? I don't know. I just want to know that we give it additional power. Okay, Star is Aegis. Maybe it's Aegis like any other Aegis. If you're talking Aegis, it's like you're talking Aegis. You're talking out of Aegis. It's not like you're talking in Aegis. So once you buy the Star, you automatically become talking in Aegis. So let's ask two questions. And these two questions will ultimately handle everything that's in the class. We need to understand how it works. How does it happen that this Aegis leapfrog. But before we understand how it works, I want to know why Reish Lakish knows it's true. Why am I really happy for you that the Shtar is true? Maybe any other Aegis. What's the answer? Thinking logically. How does Reish Lakish know that it must be true that it's not the commission after this invasion? There's no special puzzle that it's true. That did. That not the commission after this invasion. What do I know from the Chumash? Right off the Chumash Mashtar, I think what? Right off the Chumash Mashtar, very little. What do I know? Okay, so you have Get and you have the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Okay, well, let's work with that. So what do you know about Shtar? What do you know about it? Don't feel foolish giving simple answers. Only a simple answer. What do we know about Shtar? We don't know that Yirmiyah doesn't say fancy things about the Chumash Mashtar, it's amazing, doesn't it? What do we know? Well, green agents. We know that it works. That's all we know, right? We do know that it works. Either from the positive humor, from the flipping by guess, we know from the Tanakh that get works. Now, we have, and that Shtaros works, that Shtaraya works. And that's what Yirmiyahu says, that's what Tarish Baruch says in the discussion. Tarish Baruch is telling Yirmiyahu, right, that his cousin Chananel is going to come, Yirmiyahu Tarish Baruch says, his cousin Chananel is still going to be in the year. If I come to Hanam, I'm going to come to you, right, with the whole grand body, if you want to sell you a field there to draw, which is, sounds like the stupidest real estate deal. The whole country is about to implode. How do you buy real? The market is about to collapse. Now, no one's going to be buying fields to you. It sounds like there's still use to invest in. If you think that you're going to come back. But well, so you buy that karka, I'm telling you, your Hanam is going to come, you buy that karka, and you write in a very, durable star and put it away in a clay jar, like the clay jar they found several years later in Qumran. That way the star will last for a long time. Because Chal Yisrael, that's assuming that Chal Yisrael, they're going to come back. If the Jews are never come back to Eretz Yisrael, it's still invested. If the Jews will come back in 70 years, your great grandchildren will live on that land. So that's what the major source in Tanakh for a star. So one of you tell us that star works. He doesn't say directly that not the commission, that's what I do from the Beit HaMikdash. But, think about it. If Shtar worked, how could Shtar work if it was just the same as a verbal aid? If a Shtar that you just saw him, sends it back. He doesn't have any Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't have Beit HaMikdash. Does he think a Shtar is Beit HaMikdash? No, he just has Beit HaMikdash. But if every Shtar, if you don't give it an honorary promotion, it's never going to get off the ground at all. In order for a star to work at all, it has to have superpower. Because how could star doesn't make any sense? Star works, but how could star work? You can't drag the agent into basement to cross the pattern. It can't work. It can't go to the ground. So really, if you think about it, the very fact that star works at all, is that seems basically what you were saying. All the time tells me that star works. I don't know how. You know how star works. But for stars to even be this, star can't be the same as the regular age, because if the same as the regular age, it's going to be dead in the water. If the star is not taking away that from the basin, then it's never going to work. Because if you bring the star in, what's going to happen? Either bring the star in to prove that the field is marked. Either bring the star in to prove that you only want it. The basin will say, okay, here are two ages, let's cross examine them. Well, okay. They're on the piece of paper. Oh, sorry, you can't accept your ages. So normally, every agent is a need for Dushan of Hatira. But the fact that the Torah says that Shtar works at all implies one of the implications is that we dispense with the need for Dushan of Hatira. Which is, by definition, saying that Shtar works means that here's an exception to needing to bring the agent into the basin. Normally, it has to come to the basin. And it has to testify inside the basin. And the basin is going to examine them. And then we say, okay, bang down the gavel, we'll accept your testimony. But the very fact, and said, all the times that the star works, that implies automatically it's superpower, because there are only two choices. Either star works superpower, or it doesn't work at all. There's none in between. Does that make sense? It's a very important, it's a critically important step. Any questions? Just on that, Nakuda. Yeah, Evan, and then Elliot.
Why can't you have no point in star to record the end of
the good. So maybe the Torah says that star works. It only means that star works to jog their memory. Right? Except that, yes. So, you're saying good. Who knows? But that means that I can't really produce a star in basin. So maybe the Torah never really meant that I could produce a star in basin. That would be difficult because if that was true, okay. But you're right. Logically right. Except that from Yirmiyahu, it sounds like you're really going to use the star. Because right? That's like, well, my young Yavit, 7 years later, your great-grandchildren are bringing the star. So that's the star itself, it just seems like from Tanakh. The star itself works. So if the star itself works, then right away you know, this must be true. Now, take one question in a moment, let me just lay things out of job. We know that it is true, we still need to understand. Yeah, okay, so the Torah is mashma, the Tanakh is mashma, and there's some additional power. So that's step one. Is where does this finish come from? So we said, okay, from the very fact, the star works at all. That's the answer to that. Now, the very fact that star works at all, it must be that superpower. So we're just looking at the second category. Step two, just to lay out the question, they'll take more questions. Well, step two is going to be, okay, so somehow the star has additional power. Why does it make any sense? It's supposed to make sense. What does this finish mean? Or, if you prefer other terminology, what's the mechanism? Can you explain to me how does it work? It still is very strange. So we've already established that there must be some. The star obviously is an exception. Obviously, the star somehow leapfrogged the need to come to the agency. It was already to get the honorary degree. But otherwise, star wouldn't work at all. We'd like to understand. Power. Let's take one more question, and then we'll bring this to some close.
I don't make the other person swear. I mean, make them not feel the death of it.
Harita, or you can automatically jump straight away to the other instead of the gradient that are tested or checked and everything else?
That's a good question.
Also, I'm not sure. But even if it would be a start from the Eidechon, then it would still be an Eidechon that was an extra evasion. Right? Because Eidechon was not extra evasion doesn't make me swear either.
But, well, that's not really because Eidechon is much, much, much less.
Okay, no, but see, the fact that either way you're skipping the need for a process.
I don't get it.
Eidechon, you can't get anybody
else.
No, but Eidechon is still part of the family, it has to be some.
The Beis Din is supposed to, the Kabbalah, the Ages has to be different than the Ages. The Beis Din has to see if they think that the Ages are honest. And if the Beis Din thinks that the Ages are lying, then here is one Ages, that's not just make sure that it's too corroborated. I would try to catch you, if the Beis Din thinks that the Ages are lying, then not just the Din Merubah, then you can't let it go. You'll try, even a single guy, you'll try to catch him in some sort of,
Even the towing, the Beis Din thinks when that guy comes and says, look, there are no Ages. He just tell that Ages. The guy looks shady. He just looks shady. He just looks, there's something swanky about it. So then the Dayan is going to make you to look straight in my eyes. You tell me what happened.
So there is a process of Kabbalah, it's a very common question. Why can't, in terms of whatever, when the person brings a star, we've been claiming that this star proves that we need some sort of deal, because in a regular case, the star they're both green and they write the star, and the type of people involved in accepting. The only thing that he can claim is that, no, it's a fake star. So once he claims that, the only thing that when you bring an Adam, you're not bringing in for the reason of that actually happened. All you gotta do is prove that the star is real, that the things are real.
Very good. Let me say it a little bit differently. Step one was how do we know that this clearance is true? Where does Chavish get this from? He made up on his own? Where do you get from that in Kamas Mishnah Kedushin Beis Din? The step one is, well, it has to be true, because otherwise Star, if the Torah says Star works, it must be, it skips, it already starts, it comes to school, it already starts in 10th grade. That from the moment that starts, it's already killing that Chavish Beis Din, because it's never going to have that later. So it must be, and I see, it must be existence proof. It must be that by some means, it leapfrogs over everything, and right away is an honorary promotion, it's an honorary advancement to the commission after this Kabbalah base. Okay. The question, how does it work? But how does it make sense? So what haka is the Chiddush of the Torah and why? So Hora goes back to the very beginning of what we said, very, very beginning of the year. And we said, that there's really a third din, the additional power of the star beyond, agents of the star above and beyond the agents of physical, verbal agents, which is that it can be mixed up. And normally, agents can be mixed up, but if you're a star, all of a sudden you can. Why? According to what we've shown him. How does the star leapfrog over that problem? But the star is written, right? Well, what is that? Can you think about that for a moment? It's already a special agent. It's being written in God's defense. Please think about that for a moment. You know what's special about a star? Simple logic. What's special about a star? As opposed to the normal case of agents, I claimed I lent Ezra money 10 months ago, and now I'm bringing an agent who say now they remember what happened 10 months ago. Right? And he said, no, they must have forgotten, they must be lying. But what happens if I bring a star signed by agents about what happened 10 months ago?
When did the Eidim do their Hazana? Now? 10 months ago. There's a good reason why the Eidim in the Shtar is much stronger. Because unlike any burglaries and Eidim, the Eidim in the Shtar are giving the Shas Maitha. They're at the Halva, and at the moment of the Halva, they give their Eidim. And then we freeze their Eidim in the Shtar, and we throw it out 10 months later. But the Haggadah is already given the Shas Maitha. It's like a flyover. Exactly. Because in other words, it's not I come 10 months later, I come a year later, and say, oh, I remember what happened. Okay, that's Asia, that's good. That's valid. Even though it could be forgotten, that's valid. But this is much star is much better. So when you do the star, the Asia to the star is really giving at the Shah Samaitha. You imagine it's like mushroom and this is mushroom and seeing a couple of guys. When stars is look at starlight. Right? When you look at the sun, when you look at the sun, so you're not seeing the sun. Right now it's 201. Now when I look at the sun, I'm not sure. I look at the sun. I'm not seeing the sun at 201. I'm seeing the sun the way it was at 157. I think the sun is 4 light minutes away. You don't see the sun today. Okay. Even better. So I see the sun the way it looked at 153. For all I know, it was an explosion. There's an enormous sunspot now. And it's up for the last 6 minutes. I don't see it yet. Because what I see is a light that started traveling 8 minutes ago. Right? Or if I look at a star that's billions of light years away. So I'm seeing, now we have to discuss Genesis and Big Bang. But either I'm seeing light that's 50 billion years old, or I'm seeing light that's 6,000 years old that appears to be 50 billion years old. Whatever it is, but I'm not seeing the sun, I'm not seeing the star now, I'm seeing that what happened a long time ago and coming straight to me. I'm getting this package from a while ago, and I unpack it now. So, it's like, that's what the star is. The star is a voice from the past. Because the star is in the Aiden walking to Aiden now. The whole point of the star is about from the flat. What that means is, the star was written, the Shas HaMaitha. This is much, in a sense, much better Aiden. The Aiden were made at the Shas HaMaitha. You never had that normally. Verbal Aiden, you have to talk to Aiden now. They talk to Aiden then, it's not going to help. It's like a recording. I debate Aiden give the best possible Aiden. Not the Shas HaMaitha. And then we freeze it in the star. And now it arrives here. Now I'm going to open, I'm going to unpack the Aiden from the Shas HaMaitha. So I understand well why this is, in a sense, a much better Aiden. And why? Of course, if you're made at the Shas HaMaitha, so I don't need to put you through the ringer as much. You love saying what you're seeing as you're seeing it. So as you listen to a news report, the guy's live at the event saying, tell me what's going on. Or if someone writes it up later. Now, you can lie Shas HaMaitha too. But there's obviously more validity to hearing the guy who's reporting on it as on location as it's happening, as opposed to the guy who's just coming years later writing a memoir on what happened. So the Aiden are starting, it's the Shas HaMaitha. And it's a foil. It's an Aiden that they were bothered when they saw it at the moment of the Allah, and then they put it away, and now it lands directly here in Vegas. That's a much stronger Aiden. And it's Aiden's production, Messiah. Not just the Aiden's oncoming semi-on Aiden. It's the Aiden's, it's the Messiah's own Aiden. So for those combinations, those two reasons, I understand why it's a stronger Aiden in many ways. That's why it's Aiden's. And that's why, because it's a heightened Aiden, that's why that the nature of the Yom Kippur one, Torah is Mechadish, that Aiden's Midas and Messiah, Aiden's from the Shas HaMaitha doesn't need procedure. If I say Aiden's now, Aiden's comes to the base and talks about what happened once upon a time, not the Shas HaMaitha, no Das and Messiah, then we need, come on, the base and Kishav and Hakir and so on and so forth. But the Torah is indicating by saying that Shtar work, that if Midas and Messiah is from the Shas HaMaitha, it's starlight Aiden's, if it's frozen Aiden's, then you don't need all that. So we see where this Kiddush came from the fact that Shabbos is all, and see what the Kiddush means. So we're going to apply a similar approach to the other two categories of these magical qualities of Shtar. And then everything's going to come together. So tomorrow we'll put it all together and we'll look at this book. Everyone have a fabulous day.
No consolation, okay.